N.S. Sabanda. In close-up and sharp focus is a sandy brown bed cover running down the left-hand side of the picture frame. The angle at which the photo is taken makes the bed cover reminiscent of a steep sand dune or sands of time in an hourglass. In the background, out of focus, is a black bedside table. But we can still make out the shapes of some of the objects. A water bottle, a white bowl, tubes of cream and bottles of pills. Yet they are blurred, as if there is a great distance between the bed and the bedside table. I've decided to make everything really easy for myself. By N.S. Sabanda. Peer pressure has already mapped out the appropriate performative self-deprecation in penance. For my refusal to grind myself against the four walls around me, for buying what I want because I can't afford what I need, for ignoring the carefully curated cudgel of your concern, for disregarding the barely disguised disgust behind the guise of guidance, to tend to the infrastructure while I wither, to let my rooms knead me, fold me in on myself, stretch out the fraying edges of my time until I can't expand or rise, to put my pills in organized piles, to rifle through and then to reorganize, to put my sunglasses into the cupboard with the other sunglasses, so when my eyes pick up every glimmer of light as a searing supernova, and I need my sunglasses, I have to go to the cupboard with the other sunglasses, which is hard to do when I can barely see because I need sunglasses. To put my headphones away even though, you know. To eat in the kitchen instead of in bed because suffering and morality are synonyms, and how will I know my spine will feel like I'm being spaghettified when I haven't even tried? I prefer to peer over the rolling hills of my soft pillow, survey the skyline of nearly everything I need within arm's reach, and live.